producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Welcome to all you listeners listening both here in the United States and all over the world on the World Wide Web. Sure glad to have you today. Cold day. Cold. I'm in the deepest of deep southern states in Louisiana. We're going to be down into 30 tonight. That's cold for us. Usually we're playing golf about this time of year. We broadcast this program out of Minneapolis. That's where our producer is, and that's where the show goes out over satellites worldwide. The weather up there is about zero. Haven't checked our friends up in Fairbanks, Alaska, but if it's 2 or 3 degrees above zero in Minneapolis, you can imagine what it's like up in Fairbanks. And our best wishes to go out to all of our listeners in the Fairbanks area, because I know you have to bundle up good. I was up there a few years back, and it's a different world. You know, when you go outside in Fairbanks in this kind of cold weather anywhere in Alaska, you can't believe the heavy clothes they put on. You go to a sporting goods store here in the U.S. or an outdoor store, and you put on layered clothing, and it keeps you warm. Up there, the layers are much heavier. The clothes are much bigger and bulkier, the boots you wear. Of course, you don't want your face. If you're down to 15, 20 below, you've got to have your face completely covered. So whole different world. We wish you well and glad you folks are listening to us wherever you happen to be. Well, I get up this morning, and I pick up the paper because I'm feeling pretty lucky. I had a nice weekend. I had a dinner with my sister, some friends. I was down in New Orleans in the Big Easy. I want to talk to you about the Battle of New Orleans that took place, because it's the 200th anniversary of that great battle, and I'll tell you how it affected the entire country and really the entire world. I've got a theory on that I'm going to share with you this morning. So I'm feeling really good. I'm saying, you know, if I'm feeling this good, I just might have won the lottery last night. Let me check the newspaper. Didn't have my computer handy. I was taking a little walk, getting some coffee, a little coffee shop. Well, the local paper had printed earlier, and they didn't have the lottery winners in the paper, so I couldn't tell. But I'm still feeling pretty lucky. I'm saying, gosh, in fact, I'm starting to try to consider what I'm going to do with all that money. About $800 million, almost $900 million was the winning total. What am I going to do with all that money? And then I saw a local police officer who I happen to know, and I smiled and said, hey, did I win the lottery last night? He said, no, you didn't and I didn't. It's going on up. And the new number this next Wednesday, if you play the lottery, is going to be $1.3 billion of the projections. You're going to be a billionaire. You're going to have more money than about 10 different countries in this world if you play the lottery. Now, the odds are overwhelming. You know, if you what's a 1 in 298 million is your chance of winning the lottery, but somebody's got to win. Hey, if you don't play, you ain't going to win, are you, right? Biggest lottery before this time, if I remember correctly, was about $600 million. So this is going to be twice that. Hey, I'm going to buy a ticket. You know, as you say, somebody's got to win it. But unbelievable to think that you've got that kind of money playing. I don't know if you know that even play the lottery in your states. I think there are 44 states that actually have the lottery. And 656 was the last million. That's right. I've got it listed right here. What are the odds of winning? I told you 1 in 292 million. Now, the odds of getting hit by an asteroid are 1 in 700,000. So the odds are much, much better that you're going to get hit by an asteroid than it is that you're going to win the lottery. Like I say, 44 states, I think Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, all participate in the lottery. And most states, most of our listeners, we've got listeners in Mississippi, they don't play the lottery. But I can tell you what, a lot of my friends in Mississippi cross the state line into Louisiana or over into Alabama and buy them a lottery. Well, no, you can't in Alabama. Alabama doesn't have a lottery either. So you got to go north. They do in Georgia. So you Alabama folks, I guess, go over to Georgia and buy your tickets over that way. You know, you don't have to live in this state. You don't even have to be an American citizen to win. If you buy the lottery ticket, then you're in the mix and you can go ahead and do it. As I mentioned, there's about 10 different states that don't even have a gross national product of $1 billion. So if you win that money, you're going to be up there in the exclusive club. Now, how does that work? And I, you know, just for fun, I took a look at it. If you win $1.3 billion, it's not that big deal. You're not going to be a billionaire because one third of it goes to pay the federal government. Then you can either choose a payout or you can get the lump sum. I'd want the lump sum. I'm a little earlier, a little older. I'd want to put it into a some kind of a trust account for my kids and let them share in that money now. So you'd actually, out of $1.3 billion, you're going to get about $450 million. So, you know, that's chump change, right? It ain't no big deal. It's not like it's $1 billion. But so the question is, let's assume next Wednesday, you buy your ticket and you win the lottery. What would you do the first thing? Would you go out and shout, hey, I won the lottery? No, definitely don't do that. Go find yourself the best tax attorney in your area, the very best tax attorney you can find, to figure out the tax consequences. Because, you know, if you say you win $450 million, let's assume you give one of your children $50 million. Well, they're subject to a gift tax, and so they're going to lose a good bit of that in the gift tax. So you got to do some financial planning if you win the lottery. I'll tell you something that would be a big concern to me would be the security aspects. You go out and have that kind of money, and it's publicized all over the nation. You know, a child, a grandchild, a niece or nephew, some thug, some criminal might grab one of those kids and say, look, if you want to get this kid back, it's going to cost you $50 million. So you'd have to deal with security. And that would be a very serious concern. How many people would you want to have protected? And would you give bodyguards to all your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews? And it goes on and on. And so that would be a major concern to me, is safety. I'd certainly have a guard and cameras and all that kind of thing around. Most of us have a lot of cameras anyway. But the security of what you would do in a situation like that. So the taxes, the security, and you'd like to get the money and not be publicized, but I think in most states, because of the public records laws involved and the money that's put up to win, you'd have to have your name be made public. So all those things you'd want to think through in advance before you actually announced that it was out that you were the winner. And then, of course, you're going to get deluged by anybody and everybody who wants to who wants a hunk of your money. So it could be a blessing. It could also be a curse. You can do a lot of great things, though. Think of all the people you could help, the nonprofits, the churches, the daycare centers in poor areas, helping with research for so many diseases at your university. There'd certainly be some great things could be done with your money. So, hey, I hope you win. And like I say, if you don't play, you ain't going to win. And I'll probably buy me a $2 lottery ticket the next time, being Wednesday evening. So I just share that with you. We're all kind of got lottery fever after last night. I woke up this morning and felt awful lucky, but just didn't win the lottery. So hope you have better luck along those lines. We've got a full show today. We've got some issues that affect, you don't think that affect you, but affect the entire nation. For example, they're opening major spillways down in Louisiana that affects two-thirds of the whole country. We're going to talk with General Russell Honore about that. We're going to talk about that Oregon situation, that standoff out in Oregon that's got a lot of people concerned. So we've got a full agenda. You can go to my website at www.jimbrownusa.com to get a full agenda on our show. Again, that's jimbrownusa.com. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to freshen up your coffee. You can start thinking about what lottery numbers you want to pick for that $1,300,000,000. We'll take a little pause, and we'll come right back with you and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are you a homeowner? Is your basement or crawl space damp and musty? Is your indoor air stagnant and stale? So listen up. This is the occasion contractor, Michael King. I've been telling you for a while now, hey, I got the solution. That's right, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Easy Breathe dramatically improves your indoor air by replacing contaminated air with fresh air. Easy Breathe also removes damaging moisture from your home, basement, or crawl space, reducing the chance for toxic mold to grow. Easy Breathe is the affordable way to protect your home and your health. You see, the best part, it only costs us pennies a day to operate. Unlike a costly dehumidifier, maintenance-free,
and a 10-year warranty. A 10-year warranty?
This is a no-brainer. Start protecting your home and your health right now. Call the professionals at Easy Breathe, easybreathe.com, 1-866-822-7328. That's 866-822-7328. Easybreathe.com. Let Easy Breathe exhale so you can inhale.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, did you see that Pittsburgh Steelers-Cincinnati Bengals game over the weekend, Saturday night? Pittsburgh and Cincinnati went right down to the wire. Several fumbles. They changed hands. I was pulling for Cincinnati. Cincinnati was the underdog. Seemed like a little better team. A.J. McCarron is the quarterback for Cincinnati. He used to be the Alabama quarterback when they won the national championship. Seemed like a pretty good kid. And I didn't have a lot of reasons, but I'm pulling for Cincinnati until the end of the game. Now, I didn't see this, but apparently the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger, is carried off the stadium. He has to limp off because of an injury. And the Cincinnati fans are throwing beer cans and throwing all kinds of stuff on the field at Roethlisberger, throwing it at the Pittsburgh quarterback, which is really Bush League. And I don't want to offend all of our listeners up in Ohio, but it's Bush League for fans to do that kind of thing. They're thugs. So then what happens? It gets down to the wire, and Cincinnati looks like it's going to win the game. They fumble, and there's maybe 40 seconds to go, and Pittsburgh gets the ball back, and Roethlisberger's out in the field trying to get down in field goal range. I think that Cincinnati was 1 point ahead. So they're 1 point ahead, and Pittsburgh's got to go 85 yards, has to go maybe 45 yards, 50 yards to get in field goal range, and they're starting down the field. Cincinnati does some stupid things. There's a head-butting penalty where the quarterback is just taken on in a headbutt. Terrible. No, I'm sorry. It was a wide receiver for Pittsburgh, and he lays there on the ground for 5 minutes. You don't know if he's got a concussion. Did he break his neck? And it was just a flagrant foul. And then Cincinnati does it again. They shove the referee, and then they do some shoving after the play is over. And they get a second penalty. It puts Pittsburgh within field goal range. And in the final second, Pittsburgh goes ahead and wins the game. They should have won the game, like I said. I started out rooting for Cincinnati until I saw the whole breakdown of that ball team, and so I ended up pulling for Pittsburgh. So I don't know if you saw the game, but the team that should have won because of really lousy, unsportsmanlike conduct. You're seeing so much of that in pro football today. The headbutting, the thuggery, the injuries that take place, it's really not necessary at all, and I think it puts a bad tone on the entire game. We've talked about concussions in the past, about how these concussions are taking place within the football ranks that you don't know about. It's a small hit, but you got so many neons, brain cells up there, and every time you take a hit, it kills some of those neons. Now, you got millions of them, but over a period of years, from high school football to college football to pros, millions and millions of neons get killed, and finally you end up in a state with a concussion where you don't really know what you're doing. You die at a young age, a lot of other diseases develop, and it's a real blemish and so a concern that the NFL, for all practical purposes, is dismissed, but it needs to be discussed. It's very serious. I think I might have mentioned last week, Archie Manning, the great Ole Miss quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, would not let his two sons play tackle football until they got into high school. His two sons happened to be Eli Manning, the quarterback for the New York Giants, and Peyton Manning, the great quarterback for the Denver Broncos. Those boys did not play touch football until their high school years. A credit to the Manning family to do that kind of thing. So just share that with you. Football is getting rougher and tougher and dirtier and meaner, and the fact that these injuries take place. Look, I'm sure glad my son didn't play football. He wanted to. He ended up being a better basketball player, and I'm sure glad he didn't, because you just never know what's going to happen. Did you see that the world's biggest drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, is finally captured? This is the guy that broke out of maximum security prisons on two different occasions. You remember 4 or 5 months ago, he dug out, people in his gang dig a quarter-mile-long tunnel from his prison to get him out, and he's been in hiding ever since. and they finally catch him for the third time. Mexico's not been willing to extradite this guy to the United States. Now, he's the biggest single drug supplier, he and his gang, of illegal drugs in the United States, anywhere in the world. And so Mexico has been very reluctant to help us in extraditing this guy and putting him in a maximum security prison here for the rest of his life. The feelings are, I've heard reports that he and his gang have been responsible for over 34,000 killings. That's not my figure. That's been on the news, you'll see. 34,000 killings within Mexico as they ruthlessly rule the whole drug kingdom throughout Latin America and the single biggest supplier into the United States. When he was asked about the drug trafficking, he said, who's to blame for the drug trafficking? What causes the drug trafficking? Of course, we've got these enormous problems in the United States because of illegal drugs. Here's what he said. Here's what El Chapo said. If there was no consumption, there'd be no sales. It is true that consumption day after day becomes bigger and bigger, so it sells and sells. And so what he's saying is there's this massive appetite in the United States that is driving these illegal drugs that are the force behind killing thousands and thousands of people, doing massive damage to so many young and old in this country, leading to violence. You know, so many of the deaths we read about are drug deaths related to drugs. I see stories all the time where a young man tries to make a drug deal or goes to buy drugs and is killed in the process, robbed in the process, or two drug dealers fight it out in the streets and innocent people are killed in the process. It is a terrible detriment. And yet, what are we talking about in this country today? The president is pardoning hundreds of drug dealers, saying, well, they said their sentences are too long. And there's a move in Congress to cut down on the sentences of drug dealers. Now, I can understand maybe a young kid who makes a terrible mistake and buys marijuana and gets caught in a situation like that. I'm willing to give him a second chance and not stick him in jail that long. But if you are distributing, I saw a story in the paper about it, how terrible it was. This young woman, she was a mother, and she had been caught for selling some marijuana cigarettes. And she was sent to jail like for 20 years, and there was a lot of groups saying how wrong it was. But then you got looking at her record, and first of all, in that sale, she'd done about four or five sales that night, and this is her third offense. She'd been arrested on two other occasions for selling the drugs, and maybe it was only marijuana this time, but, you know, three strikes and you're out. I mean, at what point do you say enough is enough when we are tempting and damaging and killing our young people over drugs? I realize that maybe the pendulum has swung a little too far, but not enough to say that someone that's dealing in hard drugs like heroin, crack, speed, cocaine, should get a light slap on the wrist. I don't believe in that, and I think, if anything, in some of the folks, we ought to crack down even harder because drugs are tearing this country apart. I didn't say that. El Chapo says that. Biggest drug dealer in the world says, great market. We make tons of money in the United States. That's why drugs are so causing so many problems, because so much consumption. So many Americans want to use illegal drugs. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I've been reading about these protests on public lands out in Oregon. These are ranchers, apparently, and somebody started a fire, and now there's a huge protest and people occupying the lands. I don't understand what it's all about. I hope it doesn't escalate into a Waco situation or something to where lives are lost because of. But I'm just trying to get an idea because it's in the papers. There's a long story about it in the New York Times. I read it, and I still didn't understand the whole situation as to what the tension is out in Oregon right now. Andy Kerr is my guest. Andy is an environmentalist out in Oregon. He's written a great book called Oregon Desert Guide. If you want to take hikes and look at the endangered forest and the wilderness out there, Andy's written that book. It's on our website at jimbrownusa.com. I got him to try to put it in perspective just what the problem is. Hey, Andy, welcome to the Common Sense Show today.
Hello there.
Andy, I know you've got some strong opinions on this Oregon situation, but in a neutral way, tell me just what is the confrontation all about? It's been all in the news all over the country, but tell us just what is this rancher and his son protesting, and give us an update as to exactly what's happening out there.
From the top, a couple of ranchers named Dwight and Steve Hammond have some grazing permits on federal public lands administered by the Bureau of Land Management. They were convicted in federal court of setting fire to those lands, and they served some time in prison. the federal government didn't think they served enough time, so it took the district court ruling up on appeal to the appeals court. The appeals court agreed, so the Hammonds had to go back to jail. Before they reported back to jail, Hammond Bundy, the son of Clive and Bundy, who has $1 million of federal grazing fees that he's refused to pay in Nevada, came with his band of merry men, shall we say, and went up and offered to fight to keep Dwight out of jail, Dwight and Steve out of jail. Their offer was rejected by the Hammonds, who later reported to federal prison. The band of about 20 people needed something else to do, so they occupied the headquarters of the Mauser National Wildlife Refuge, also federal public land administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The refuge was unoccupied at the time of Christmas break. They are still there. The FBI is staged at the airport, but hasn't done anything as of last talk. The Hammonds are in jail right now, and these guys are demanding that the federal public lands in Harney County that belongs to all the American people be, quote, given to the people of Harney County. Well, the people already own it. So that's it in a nutshell.
Well, let me ask you this, McKinney. Now, and I'm not defending the Hammonds. I don't really know the situation. But apparently doing burning on public lands for a variety of reasons is not that out of the norm. In other words, if there's a fire coming at you, you start a fire to stop it. And so some feel that what they did was wrong, but that there was overkill in terms of the sentences, giving them a five-year sentence for something that is pretty generally done out there. Is that a fair analysis or not?
There are those that feel that way. I can't defend the sentence. The sentence is a five-year minimum under the U.S. statute. The district court judge felt that sentence was too long, and that's why the federal government took it up on appeal. So, unfortunately, for better or worse, that's what the statute says. That's the one of the joys of mandatory minimum sentencing. Doesn't necessarily always allow for appropriate justice.
Well, now tell me where you come
in. On public lands,
go ahead.
Fire can be a useful tool, but as the federal court and the jury found, is that what they did was illegal. They didn't do it the right way, and they were convicted of that crime.
So you can get a permit to graze your cows on federal land out there, and that's pretty much the norm of the millions of acres that are owned out west. That's something that's pretty routine. Is that correct?
Much of the American West is owned by the federal government is leased to livestock grazing. The ranchers who have those privileged leases, some of them held them for decades, pay a 93% discount over what other ranchers pay to graze on somebody's land. So there's a fiscal fairness question of they're not paying fair market value. There's also a lot of environmental damage from these livestock. Any forage that goes through a domestic cow is not available for native wildlife like bighorn sheep or pronghorn antelope or sage grouse or butterflies or what have you.
Well, let me ask you this. I live down in the deepest of the deep southern states in Louisiana. We've got a lot of land the federal government owns, a massive wetlands and their preserves, and we like that. But percentage-wise, not anywhere near the extent that you find out west. Now, I'm sure you are very much for public lands being maintained, but is there too much public land out there? I mean, is the government controlling too much land in that part of the world, do you think, or is that reasonable for that much land to be held by the federal government?
I think it's reasonable. I think there should be some more. If we want to protect nature, it's best where you can to do it with public lands, because to ask private landowners to not log so much or not graze so much, that isn't necessarily fair. And so these are wildlife and water quality, et cetera, are public values, and the public ought to pick up its share of the cost. Let's look at some specifics. There's hundreds of millions of federal land. The federal government owns about a quarter of the United States. A lot of it's in the American West. Let's take Harney County. Harney County is larger than the state of Massachusetts. It has 7,000 people in it. It's 84% federal public land. Some of that is national forest. Some is national wildlife refuge. Some is administered by the Bureau of Land Management as wilderness areas and wild and scenic rivers and other things like that. Others are available for oil and gas development or livestock grazing or what have you. So while that's a large percentage of the county, it's a huge county. For every citizen of Harney County, there's 213 acres of private land in that county.
For every private land,
private land in that county, 213 acres per citizen of Harney County.
Right.
In the United States, all 320 million of us Americans, there's 4 acres of private land for every person. So there's no shortage of private land. You got to look at this land. It is very low productivity for, you know, when you have to talk about when you have to talk about acres per cow in your business plan for ranching rather than cows per acre, you're in a pretty marginal place to try to be ranching.
But if there were more private land available, would more people be willing to locate out there, I guess?
The federal government tried to give this land away. Homestead Act, Timbered Stock Act, lots of land. Nobody wanted it. It is such low productivity.
Yeah.
Nobody
Nothing
would
you can
buy
do. You, you, yeah. Outside of
so
the rough grazing.
Is they graze it, but they graze it at a severe discount. You know, it costs $1.45 per month to graze a 1,000-pound cow on public land. I can't feed a house cat for that.
That's right. Andy, we're running out of time. Tell me about your book, though. Tell me briefly, if you will, about Oregon Desert Guide. It's just you lay out a guide for hiking throughout Oregon. Such a beautiful state out there. Is that what it does?
It does. It's published by the Mountaineers Book, and it's in paperback. And if people want to visit the Oregon Desert, that's a book to start with. The problem is most of these lands are managed by the Bureau of Land Management, and they don't show up on Rand McNally maps or on Google Maps. So, you gotta find the right maps to find this public land. That's part.
Well, you got the right maps. You can find Andy's book on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Andy, we've got to go. Thanks for giving us that update, because I didn't understand what was happening out there. You put it in good perspective. Take care. Hope we can talk to you again in the future.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy talking about that confrontation that goes a long way. Got to come back and talk some more. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution?
I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we often broadcast out of the French Quarter, overlooking Jackson Square, beautiful St. Louis Cathedral. We've got my studio down there. We're often broadcast. So I get up this morning. I'm a little depressed because I didn't win the lottery, but I get my coffee. I'm sitting out on my porch. Okay, let's start getting ready for our broadcast. Let's turn on our system. And apparently we had electrical short or something. My system goes down. Where am I going to broadcast from, right? So I got my buddy Michael King, who's got the largest listened to home talk show, home improvement show in America, and he's about 30 minutes away from me. I said, Mike, I'm desperate. I got millions and millions of people all over America and all over the world on the World Wide Web who want to listen to my show, get my news. They're on the edge of on the morning and in the afternoon. Can I come broadcast? Yeah, come on over. Get my car, zip over. And I didn't win the lottery, but I got a home run in Michael King. Michael, welcome to my show today.
I want to thank you for that check, too, okay? First of all, I got to tell my audience, you know, Jim's been doing the show. It's so great to have him on Genesis, and you know, Jim, with everything going on in the world, you know, we need a little common sense, and we need to get back to the basics of what we do, and your show has been a success. It's growing. I remember you started with 11 affiliates. As a matter of fact, I gave you my 11 affiliates.
Right.
I call up my radio station and say, hey, man, do me a favor and get that on. I think we're 40 or 50 now. You're getting up there.
We're moving up there.
Yeah.
Numbers. I'm just so exciting to have listeners. And you know what's nice, that we're a product of the Deep South, and I reflect that view in my programming, but we've got listeners in Fairbanks, Alaska, and up in Oregon, and Atlantic City, New Jersey, and it's nice to have that feedback. I get emails, have those folks on the show, and to see that, as you said, Mike, although there are differences in opinions on a number of major issues, We're all Americans who are deeply concerned about the future of our country. A lot of us have concerns about the direction we're heading in the Middle East and so many areas. And so it's great to have that synergy of listeners all over America that think like we do.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, I'm going to use my Cajun heritage. You know, let's talk about a gumbo. You know, what makes a great gumbo? It's all the ingredients. You know, when you separate all the ingredients, it might not be so good. But when you put all the ingredients in a gumbo pot, what happens? Wow.
But let me just extend that to take about this immigration debate and what we do throughout the rest of the world. We all are one big melting pot in America of different cultures. We all are immigrants at one point in time, except unless you're a Native American Indian. The problem is what you put in that gumbo has some quality to it.
That's right.
You don't put a bad rotten tomato. You don't put a browned onion.
Or spoiled okra or something.
That's right. So we want to have quality in the gumbo. And so I think there's a very legitimate concern about who we let into this country and how many folks we let in. And then we bring them all into a mix. So it's not like everybody's right on one side or everyone's wrong on the other. It's a good national debate going on.
Well, you know, we all immigrants. I'm 26 generations. My grandmother, Edith Melanson, was one of the original 200 Cajuns that came to Louisiana, to St. Martinville. That's where the Cajuns landed when we got kicked out of Canada. So we all immigrants, you know. And at the end of the day, though, all these immigrants have brought something to the table. You know, Italians was the cooking, and, you know, the Belgians was, you know, architecture. The point is that if you're going to make this country great, you have to offer it something. You have to participate in the system. And if you bring your talents, and let's face it, some of these immigrants have great talents. Let's find out what they are. Let them contribute into the system to make this country great. We just can't afford a handout. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry, we just can't afford a handout.
And I don't agree with much of what Donald Trump says.
Yeah.
And you know, no show in America spends any time there without mentioning Donald Trump. I don't want to waste our time talking. But my daughter Campbell Brown used to be on NBC and CNN, wrote a column in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago, says, can we just go 1 week without anybody to just talk about Donald Trump? And I don't agree with much of what he says, but he's bringing the debate out front.
He's throwing it out there. Answer it.
Maybe you don't agree with him, but let's lay out a scenario defining the rules, which we've not done in this country in the past.
Well, what I like about your show, Jim, is that you look at all the issues during the course of the week, and most of the mainstream media wants to go to repeats on the weekend, but what makes your show great is that you recap everything that's happening during the week, and you bring it on the weekend, and you examine it, and that's the key, is to find out from a different perspective, and that's what I know you try to do here, you know?
Well, I do, and what is a shame, Mike, you and I grew up in a time when there was much, the economics of this business are such that newspapers don't have the investigative reporters anymore, that television stations are not covering a lot of these issues, and so it takes talk radio to get into the nuts and bolts of what's going on in this country.
Talking about TV, I'm on the tube.
Oh boy, that's
unbelievable, huh?
And Mike, tell me how many you started off just one little station, a New Orleans station, talking about Home Improvement.
Yeah,
how many stations that carries your show?
A little bit over 200 radio stations carry the radio part of it. We have 200 affiliates. I am the number one most downloaded show. We do about 16,000 podcast downloads a week just to download the show. And we do 80,000 an hour on my 24/7, 365 on-demand show, which you can access at hometalkusa.com, where if you want to listen to the show. So not only are we growing a big audience of education, and that's what I do. You know, we're not a fix-it-all show. We're not a handyman show. We're about education, consumer protection. I am pro advice. I'm not reactive advice. You know, either going to be proactive or reactive. I want to prevent the problem from happening. But you know, Jim, the problem is that's not the story. The story is after Miss Jones got taken. You know, that's when they want to get involved. But I want to educate Miss. Just if I educate Miss Jones, she's not going to get taken. You understand? I'm proactive, not reactive.
And I can appreciate that. I've done a lot of major home improvements in my house, and I'm just a dumb country lawyer. You know, I've never really done much, but I'm learning now the cost of electricians, for example, and what they say they've got to replace. Then you do some checking, and it's really not necessary. Yeah. And the Internet gives you so much interest, so you listen to shows like yours, you do some checking on the Internet, and although you may not be a trained engineer, you can learn some stuff about your home and save a lot of money, is my point.
Well, you know, for 14 years, 1,080 episodes, we have been telling, have been discussing the audio and telling people, but now people can actually watch what we're talking about through the TV show, and it's BizTV.com is the network that carries me. 11 o'clock. BizTV.com is the network that carries me every Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. But you can go to HomeTalkTV.com. HomeTalkTV.com. We have about 32 episodes sitting there that you can catch out past episodes, so you can actually watch what we're talking about on radio. And guess what, Jim? My radio show and TV show is simulcast together. You can listen it and watch it, and we got it covered.
That's wonderful. By the way, I want to tell our listeners, we're going to start doing a simulcast over the Internet on my show sometime in the spring, so you can see the personalities. You can see what Michael King looks like, and by the way, he's a heck of a cook. This guy couldn't cook. We talked about
Cooking a beef soup, a Cajun beef soup, in my studio right now, so we can eat after you get off the air. You smell it, don't you?
Right.
I love to cook.
Something doesn't happen unless there's...
I'm the most famous, non-famous chef. Did you know that?
Well, I know you cook up every weekend, which we all... Well, and it's not unique to Louisiana.
No.
We've got the so many great chefs down here. But I'm finding, as I'm traveling more around the country, even small towns are appreciating the joy of eating and mixing and using herbs and spices. And so it makes it a lot more fun is what it does.
Hey, can I talk about Sean Payton just for a second?
Sean Payton, the coach of the New Orleans Saints.
Wow, I love what he said. You know, when they were talking about his stay in New Orleans, you heard what he said. I've been here for 10 years, and he basically said, you don't know what it's like till you live here. And that was the most amazing compliment, because he now gets it and what happens across the country. Why do you think movie stars come here and live here? They're buying up all the real estate, because when you come to New Orleans and you come to Louisiana, it's hospitality, it's food, culture, music, history. We have it all. And I tell you, I just want to put a kudos to Sean Payton.
The coach, very successful coach for you folks around the rest of the country. And there are openings right now, new football teams coming into Los Angeles. The Giants have a team. And so...
I think that's the break. You hear it?
No, yeah. Just coming on.
I hear the music.
Yeah, just coming on there, too. But any event, what he said was, listen, I don't like the potholes, and sometimes the water doesn't work out right. You got to go to somebody's home to take a shower. But all in all, just a great quality of life. But we got that with our listeners all over the country. Michael King, good to talk to you. Listen, again, it's
HomeTalkUSA.com, HomeTalkTV.com for TV, HomeTalkUSA for radio.
That's super. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. Hey, I think we're about to go out and get my number. That's right. We'll be back after the top of the hour to make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.